Grace be with you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to study the biblical book of the prophet Daniel. Lesson 11, From Battle to Victory. Wednesday, a great conflict. Now the point is that Gabriel, in his address to Daniel, reveals informations, special informations. The heavenly messenger, he pulls the curtain aside that you can see into the unseen world, that you can understand things normally hidden from you because of the curtain between the world you can see and the unseen world. And now it is lifted. And we discover that there is a battle on. A battle between the chief, the good chief, and the bad chief. There is the father of love and the father of lies. And this is the battle around you is a kind of courtship. Imagine if you're a woman, you are coveted by two men. Both want to get you. They want to marry you. So, whom should you take? This one or this one? Who is richer? Who is more intelligent? Who is smarter, more good-looking, and so on? Who will make me happy? Who makes me more happy than the other one? One is a liar, and one really loves you. How can you discover that? And if you are a man, then just turn the genders around, then two women would like to get you for a marriage. And both are there. Which one is the right one? One is a liar, and one really loves you. And the same goes on in the unseen world. There are two mighty powers. They are around you. The father of love and the father of lies. And one, the father of lies, he tells you wonderful things, but they are lies. And the other one, he really loves you. I remember being a teacher at a school. There were about 60 teachers in the staff of the school. And one day, a new teacher, a young lady, came into our conference room. Wow, when she entered, everybody stared to the door. Nobody had ever seen such a beautiful woman before. Wow. It was great to see her and to be close to her. She was so beautiful. And one day, she got married very soon, as you can imagine. And then she showed the photographs of her wedding day. Rolls Royce and helicopter, and then an island only for the two. And the other teachers, they just stared at these photos. Wow! Oh, this must be a millionaire. Sometime later, I came into this room during school day, during the lessons, and I found her there, this beautiful young lady, weeping, weeping, weeping. After she had wiped off her tears, I could understand it had all been a lie. Her husband wasn't a millionaire. He had only huge debts. So everything what had happened on the wedding day, it was arranged by a friend of her husband, who really had the money. But her husband didn't have anything. Nothing. Only many things he had done wrong in his life. And now he needed money. He was in need of money, not having money. And now she had discovered that everything had been a lie. And she wept and wept. What about you? Whom do you trust? The father of love or the father of lies?